T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
In light of the tragedy in Waukesha on Sunday, Mayor Lightfoot's promising a review of the city's security plans for upcoming events. The story this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The next big event for the city is Thursday morning on State Street, the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
We always have to check ourselves and make sure that we're doing everything we can.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says her heart goes out to the people of Waukesha, especially children whose memories of their holiday parade will be marred by what happened over the weekend. As for events in Chicago, the mayor says police squads and big city vehicles are used to block streets.
We lock it down because we want to make sure that people can enjoy themselves and do so safely. So it's very hard to get to our events within a couple blocks.
The Thanksgiving Day Parade will feature Teddy the Turkey, the parade's mascot, as well as giant balloon figures and, of course, an appearance by Santa Claus. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The CTA's annual holiday train is back on track starting this week.
The Chicago Transit Authority hopes to put riders in the holiday spirit with the return of its holiday train and bus. For the first time in 2 years, passengers will be able to ride along with Santa and spread good cheer, but there are some health precautions in place. Face masks are required, and Santa won't be taking photos with children. CTA officials say if the train or bus become too crowded, they may not stop to pick you up. The holiday train begins service the day after Thanksgiving, and the holiday bus rides through neighborhoods starting on the 30th. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Red Cross is urging eligible donors to give blood or platelets in the coming weeks. Officials say they're heading into the holidays with the lowest blood supply in more than a decade. And the King County Health Department says the Vax Hub in Batavia will be closed on Wednesday and Saturday this week for the Thanksgiving holiday. The facility at the former Sam Club on Randall Road, normally open Wednesdays from 1 to 5 and Saturdays 9 a.m. to noon. And now from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, Sports Director Josh Liss.
Hi there, Pat. Good morning. This gets ugly fast. The well-focused Pacers shooting the Bulls out of the United Center with a hot start. Take a 21-point halftime lead, and by the final horn, the Bulls are down 32.
Just a little bit too much. You can see a little flat starting off from the get-go as Indiana got off to a 17-5 lead early.
And this ball game is over, and the final score, Indiana 109 and the Bulls 77.
As the game started to kind of get into double figures, we then started to get it. We got to get it back. And then I thought that we got very, very stagnant. The ball didn't move well enough. What we learned from this and how we respond to this is really important, because like we can talk about all the things that happened tonight, but the reality is we're jumping on a plane tomorrow and going to Houston. So like, how do we get from here to there in terms of becoming a better team?
Coach Billy Donovan gets just 18 from DeMar DeRozan, 17 from Zach LaVine, just his second game under 20 points this year, LaVine. Three other Bulls starters combined for 10 points. Lonzo Ball, 0 for 7 shooting. And the Bulls are now 12-6. And at Houston tomorrow,
Chicago man's been found guilty of murder and the stabbing death of his girlfriend 6 years ago.
Cecily Dickey was found in her apartment in Woodridge following a well-being check in October of 2015. Prosecutors say she had been repeatedly stabbed and choked after arguing with London Luckett. An investigation into the murder led authorities to Luckett, who was already in custody after he was arrested by Cook County authorities on unrelated charges several days after the murder. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A vigil was held in suburban Milwaukee last night for the people killed when an SUV sped through a Christmas parade over the weekend. CBS's Elise Preston reports on a suspect who will be in court this afternoon.
Daryl Brooks is scheduled to go before judge today, facing 5 counts of intentional homicide. Police say Brooks had been involved in a domestic incident just minutes before he intentionally drove into the parade. Investigators say Brooks has a criminal record that dates back to 1999 and includes 3 felony gun charges from 2020. Earlier this month, he was accused of running over his child's mother with his SUV. Elise Preston, CBS News.
Kyle Rittenhouse, acquitted of murder charges in Kenosha last week, made an appearance on Fox News last night.
It wasn't Kyle Rittenhouse on trial in Wisconsin. It was the right to self-defense on trial. Right. And if I was convicted, no one would ever be privileged to defend their life against attackers.
Rittenhouse adds he's not a racist person and supports the Black Lives Matter movement. The man who coached the Chicago Red Stars last weekend to the National Women's Soccer League championship game is accused of being verbally and emotionally abusive to his players.
Chicago Red Stars coach Rory Dames resigned after Saturday's championship game loss. And on Monday, the Washington Post broke a lengthy story about former players who accuse him of crossing the line as a coach. He allegedly would use personal information about a player to criticize her. For instance, when one player was not communicating so well, he allegedly screamed, "If you can't even talk on the field, what kind of mother are you?" Or joking to an Asian player that she should be playing smarter than she was. Several players took their allegations in 2018 to U.S. Soccer, the sport's governing body, but the Post says U.S. Soccer took no apparent action. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's Archbishop is teaming up with Illinois' top docker to promote healthy holidays.
With Thanksgiving just days away, Cardinal Blaise Cupich and Public Health Director Dr. Radegaze Ezike have released a joint video message.
If you have not received your booster shot yet, or if you haven't received your first COVID vaccine, now is the time.
Unlike last year, we have been blessed with the means to prevent hospitalizations and deaths. The work of so many over decades has produced vaccines that are effective and widely available to everyone over the age of 5.
Along with encouraging vaccinations, Cardinal Cupich calls on anyone who has already been vaccinated to convince others to do the same.
It is the greatest gift that you can give this holiday season.
Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The traditional Thanksgiving meals projected to be the most expensive ever this year. One way to save a few dollars would be to follow good old Charlie Brown.
A piece of toast? A pretzel stick? Popcorn?
Yes, it was an outrage, but Charlie Brown's untraditional Thanksgiving feast has left a lasting impression. And you can even order it at the Charles Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa, California, where Benjamin Clark is curator.
We do a special program with the public where you can come in and actually enjoy some of those classic dishes that Snoopy and Woodstock whip up for everybody, like jelly beans and popcorn and pretzels.
And Clark says this truly is the time of year for the Peanuts gang.
You know, we talk about it being the Peanuts season of the year, you know, from the fall, you know, the kids going back to school, and then, you know, through Halloween and the Great Pumpkin, and then the Thanksgiving special, and of course the Christmas special. You know, it all comes around this time of year.
Terry Keschner, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The company headquartered in Chicago hopes a familiar machine can make cryptocurrency more approachable.
Ben Weiss is the co-founder of CoinFlip, a Chicago-based company that has a network of Bitcoin ATMs. CoinFlip has dozens of machines across the Chicago area. He says they allow people to buy and sell Bitcoin using cash. Weiss tells the WBBM Noon Business Hour that the machines take some of the mystery out of cryptocurrency.
It makes it easier for people to understand. It has that physical aspect.
He says his customer base proves that Bitcoin can work for everyone, not just investors and currency speculators.
It's grown rapidly, and our customer base looks exactly, you know, like the people in America. It's, you know, everyone from people who are unbanked or unbanked to, you know, teachers, firefighters.
Weiss and his business partner founded CoinFlip in 2015 while they were in college, and they were recently named to the Crane Chicago Business 40 Under 40 list.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.